Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Send the rain
down. Here on the battleground.
For your glory.
For your glory.
We're taking
territory. Fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Sunday. I hope everybody is having a great day. I hope you had an amazing weekend. You see, I got my little book here. I want you guys not to forget, A Mother's Love, my book, my baby, I should say. And don't forget, we do this every Sunday, every other Sunday. And we have another show on Blog Talk Radio, also on Thursday's night. We just want to thank you for tuning in. And also thank you for tuning in, the ones that will tune in later on this week that will listen, that listen online, and also that listen throughout the week. We have, if you ever need to get in touch with me, I'm at hearttruths@gmail.com. That's HARDTRUTHZ 12@gmail.com. Okay. Welcome to another episode of Reconstruction 2020, a place where nothing but hard truth is exposed. And I know sometimes it's hard truth, and it is. That is why it's called Reconstruction, and that's why my Gmail is called Hard Truth, because sometimes people don't like what I have to say. Knowing it's true, but it is all about the truth and nothing but the truth. And I am your host, Kathy, and you can join me in by calling 563-999-3682. For the ones that want to just listen, or you can, you know, comment. And if you want to comment or you have any questions, feel free to call on in and ask your questions. And just know that we are serious here, and we are here to just awaken, be one, okay? Foundational Black Americans. We are here to awaken, be one first people, and we're going hard. And we are going hard tonight. The topic, I'll give it to you again. Somebody is trying to kill you. What do we do? You know that our open enemy is trying to kill us. And I don't know why in the world we keep forgetting that. I just don't know why we can't remember that. Okay? I was seeing something as far as China was concerned. And I saw China, how China was literally throwing out Africans in China. Okay? Now, I think I kind of touched on this, but when I seen the African lady, I don't know her name. She has a, she worked in D.C., an African, she's an African queen. I love her, and I can't remember her name, but she did make an appeal to the Chinese government to do the right thing, and I am going to keep my book here because I want you guys to remember my book. I don't want you guys to forget it. I want you guys to order your copy, okay, today. And it's, you can inbox me for the ones that want a copy, or you can order one from Amazon. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Amazon, I'm sorry. She appealed to the Chinese government, and she was very upset. You could tell she was really super upset about what was going on with her, with the Chinese, I mean with the Africans. But my thing is the Chinese now, this thing started in China. Am I correct, family? This little thing that we have, coronavirus or whatever it is, I don't know what to call it. It started, with Africa. Am I correct? I mean with China, right? So now they're trying to make a twist and turn it to be like the Africans brought it over there. Now, I think this is, they're showing Africa their heart. I think the true them is coming out. I think they're really trying to show Africa how they really feel. And, you know, a person can only fake for so long, and that's what they were doing over there. They were faking. Now, you know, don't forget, you have African women and men that are over there, mostly women that have married those Chinese men, and they only did it because they didn't have any other men, okay? They didn't have any other women because, remember, in the 80s, they got rid of all of their girl babies. Remember they aborted the girl babies because they only wanted boys? And I thought then, I go, why are you aborting your boy, your girl babies? Who are your boys going to marry later? I was thinking that way back in the day, and I wasn't even, I'm not a king or nothing, okay? I don't have a country. But for this king or this, what you call him, the king, or whatever his name is, he didn't think of that. I don't understand what was so hard about understanding or remembering or even thinking about that. That makes no sense. But anyway, so he killed all the girl babies, okay? So now they don't have any women to marry because all of them are dead, okay? So they ended up marrying the African girls. So they brought them back home, you know, to China, and some of them so happy to be married to a Chinese man, so happy to be living in China, so happy to be living anywhere but their own city, their own beautiful country, which is so sad. We have got to get our minds right, family. We have got to get our minds right. This really makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. You know, some stuff that we do is just, it makes me sick. It really does. Just like I heard the one president over there of Congo was saying when those two Britain doctors were saying, hey, we want to come over there and we want to use Africans as guinea pigs. And he said, yeah, we've been chosen to save the world or something. He said, no, look at him like, are you an idiot or what? This is why people look at us and think, oh, my God, they're so crazy. They're so dumb and stupid. We're not. We are the brightest, but sometimes some of the stuff that's come out of our mouth and some of the stuff that we do, I question it. And I don't have to question it because I know that we are amazing. I know we're amazing, but we have to know that we're amazing. And we have to know that we're amazing so therefore we can show other people how amazing we are. We can't just do and act and say crazy stuff and then don't expect people to look at us like we fools, okay? So when the Congo man president said that, the Nigerian president came on there and said, no, we won't be used as no guinea pigs. You're not going to use us as guinea pigs. And I'm telling you, it's crazy. Why would you say yes? And you know what Bill Gates have done in the past. Bill Gates cannot even go into India because they have bought him up on charges because he went to India. And I think he gave a shot to so many thousands of babies, and a lot of those babies died from his little shot, vaccine. So he is really doing this vaccine. Him and your Fauci, okay, the white dude Fauci, he is really pushing this vaccine. But I'm telling you what, don't forget now, Fauci, I'm going to tell you something about Fauci, but I want to continue with this China thing. Don't let me forget the Fauci. He was really into something in 2001, and we're going to get back to that, but I just want to concentrate on this Chinese war that's going on in Africa. And I'm telling you, it's just sad that these people can actually treat Africans the way they're treating them. I mean, they literally evicted them out of their apartments, evicted pregnant women out of apartments, evicted them out of hotels. I mean, just threw them out, threw them on the street. And you know it's cold in China right about now. It's cold in China. But my thing is, the world is just stepping back trying to see, what is Africa going to do about this? What is Africa going to do about all of this nonsense that's going on with their people? I don't understand why it's so hard for us to take up for one another. Okay, but no, I should take that back because I take that back. They sold us, remember, but we have to understand they sold us. Now I'm looking at them, how they treat their own people. My thing is, y'all got to do better. You can't let people just come over there and treat you any kind of way because you're in a contract with China, but you should have gotten into a contract with China stating that if you come over here in my country, that you got to hire more of my people than you do bring in more of your people. They have a contract with Africa, but they didn't teach those people anything. They didn't give them trades. They didn't teach them how to do anything. They used all of their people. They bought all their people in from China, and they're using their people to complete those jobs. But I would have been like, uh-uh. If you're going to come over here and work, that means you are going to hire most of my people, over half. You can bring some of yours, but most of is going to be my people working on these jobs. Because I want my people to learn some new, and these are jobs for Africans. Why would you allow them to come in your country and Africans still can't get a job in their own country, but the Chinese can come to Africa and work in Africa and in China? Come on, you guys. This just some stuff that we do that just really makes no sense, and I just cannot make sense of it. But that's neither here nor there. I digress on that one, okay? But I'm just trying to understand, what are we thinking when certain things are happening? Is it that they're that hard up on money that you have to sell out everybody? Those people in Africa, they have gold. If you buy some land in Africa, you can literally dig up the land and get the gold in the land, all right? And you can literally sell the gold to somebody in the U.S. I'm just saying, you can get some land over there. There's no reason for those people to be as poor and hungry and destitute as they are. There's no reason. You are a millionaire. That's just like me being a millionaire, but I'm sitting up here begging for some food stamps. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't, does it? No, it doesn't. So what is going on with China? What is going on to where I'm going to readjust my phone here. I probably should leave it, but I'm going to readjust it because I want to bring it up some. But what is the problem with, oh, Lord, I should have left it, I guess, huh? Okay, maybe not. Ooh, you guys bear with me. I'm just trying to adjust some so y'all be able to see my book. Look, I want y'all to see my book. But what is the problem with China? What is the problem with Africa? You literally came over there and have totally disrespected those Africans. Totally. You've disrespected them in your country because there's places in Africa that the Chinese, that the Africans cannot go, that the Chinese have set up restaurants and they can't even go to those different restaurants. They are banned. And I'm like, how are you going to come into Africa and ban them from coming or doing or coming to your restaurant or coming to a restaurant in their own country? You can't go to somebody else's country and bring racism with you. If I was the government over there, I would be like, hey, let me tell you something. You come over here, you're going to do this, 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 and this, but you're not bringing that racism. And the first time I see the racism, I might have to ask you to leave. I'm serious. I'm not even giving you no notice. You will be asked to leave, and that restaurant will be shut down today. Or get better yet, I'll bring in some Africans that can run that restaurant and do just what you're doing, but we'll just serve some other kind of food. Or you can bring in some Chinese, some more, and hire them, but let an African manage it and let the Chinese cook for you. I'm just saying, there's so many ways to do this. So whichever way you want to do it, we can do it. But you will not come over here being disrespectful to my people. And that's exactly what I would have told them. There's no way those people would have came over there acting crazy with my people. There's no way. But now you know that our open enemy is trying to kill us, right? And we know different ways that they're trying. Now let me tell you about this Fauci, okay? The little attorney general man, or no, he's not the attorney general. He is the disease control man, right? Do you guys remember the anthrax that happened in 2001? I think I put this on my Facebook page, but I'm putting it on my YouTube channel. I'm doing this YouTube video. He was in charge of that anthrax attack in 2001. He had his hands all in it, where five people died, three were Congress people, and two were postal workers. Okay, and what he did was he said that he was making sure it was an experiment that was being done, and he was making sure that the U.S. Was protected against any bioweapon threat. That's what he said. That's what he said. That all of that, but it was really over money. They wanted more money to go toward he is over the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He's over that, okay? Remember that, what I just said. He is over that, okay? So he needed money to do more research, okay? So what he did was came up with a plan, him and some other people, with this anthrax thing, okay? And how else to get your president to move than to make them feel that you have an opening and you have an enemy among you, or your borders are easily penetrated, okay? And that's what he did. He came up with all of this, and it was a bioweapon. He did a bioweapon research, okay? And like I said, it was all about money to see, trying to get more money for the research, okay? But remember, three Congress people died, right? And soon as they was exposed to the anthrax, they shut Congress down immediately, gave the all of the Congress and Senate testing, and they also tested the dogs. Okay. Now you remember. Now that package had to come from somewhere, right? The two postal employees touched the package, and they were showing signs of symptoms of something. But guess what they were told? The CDC, who is crooked as hell, I'm just saying, the CDC is crooked. The CDC told them that they didn't have to worry about being tested, okay? Told them they didn't have to worry about being tested. So, of course, not until those two postal workers died. Then they said, oh, yeah, we're going to test them. So we want everybody in the post office to be tested, okay? So after those guys died, then they decided to test everybody. But they gave the Congress people 2 months of medication, okay, so they wouldn't get sick. But who's working, who mostly works for the government? Who mostly works for the post office, you guys? Tell me. Black folk, right? They gave him only 7 days worth of medication. Now, why did you give postal workers 7 days and you gave Congress, who are white, all white, you gave them 60 days worth, 2 months worth, 7 months, 2 days, 7 months, 2 days, 7 months, 7 days. What? Is that, is there something wrong with the picture? Yeah, there's something wrong with the picture. But I digress. I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying. I don't want to yell today. I'm trying to be nice. You only gave them 7 days worth of medication, okay? So after this happened, he was the one that went to Bush and told him that it was an experiment, and he was trying to see, he wanted to prove that America wasn't ready for a bioterrorism, okay, a threat. So that's when Bush gave out the grant of $6 billion. But his facility got $1.7 billion. This is Lil Fossey man that's working with Trump. This is not his first time around, okay? So what did he do with his money? He built 14 new biosafety level, 3-level labs, okay? 14. And he put them all over the country. So let me ask you a question. This core of coronavirus started in China, right? All Chinamen were dying, right? No blacks. All of Africans over there and not one black dad. Remember, I want you to walk through this valley with me. Then you had one black man, one African that got it, right? And what happened to him? Did he live? He lived, right? What did they do to him after he lived? What did they do to him? They took his blood, right? Walk with me down through this valley. They took his blood. What's in your blood? DNA? Everything is in your blood. You tell everything in your blood. Remember they were so concerned because we weren't dying of coronavirus. Africans over there weren't dying. It hadn't impacted Africa, even though China was coming in and out of Africa. But it wasn't. It was nothing like what we see today here in the U.S., right? Why? Is anybody looking at this? Does anybody see what I see? Why? Nobody died. Nobody died. China was coming in and out from China. They was coming in and out, in and out. Africa didn't close their borders till days out, right? But China was still coming back and forth, right? Nobody died. Why? Remember the young man whose blood they took? He said they took so much blood, he thought he was going to need a blood transfusion, right? What was they doing with his blood, family? I'm just asking, what was they doing with his blood? They was testing his blood to see why black folk were not being affected by this coronavirus. That was a huge concern, remember? They was like, man, all the black folk, because they was expecting Africa to blow up. Remember, they was expecting this coronavirus to blow up in Africa, but it didn't. And they kept looking at that, and they kept saying, all them black folk, ain't nobody down. But all of the Chinese folk dying. I want you to play with that idea for a minute. I'm going to just let you play with that for a minute. What happened? The government had something to do with this, and this thing got out of hand. I'm going to tell you what happened. Who did I say was over this National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases? Work with me here. Flossie, right? Whatever his name is. Flossie, short little man working beside Trump, right? Do you not think he could tweak that coronavirus to be more effective for black folk? Because at first it wasn't even affecting black folk, okay? Because they let it out in China. So it was only for China at first. Come on, work with me. So the little black guy got it and was cured the same day or like a week. They let him go. 14 days, they let him go, right? He was waving. Everybody else was dying. He was waving and walking out the door. And everybody was looking like they were so concerned because they said, why is black folk not dying? What's going on? Why are the Africans not dying? Why is Africa not being infected? What is going on? So it was weeks and months. Not until it got here. It was in Europe. Italy, they shut all them cities down. It started in Italy first. Remember, it started. They shut Italy down. Europe, it started all over Europe. All them European little countries got it, right? And they were shutting them down. And people died like flies, wasn't it? Italy was dying like flies, wasn't it? Still were no black folk. Came to the U.S., it hit New York, right? black folks start dying like this. He had time to tweak that little coronavirus, okay? He used that boy's blood in order to tweak it so that it would cause death for us also. But it's not causing more death. What's going on? I talked to him, my cousin lives in New York, and he was saying that what's going on is when these people go to the hospital, and you know black folk, because of our diet, this is the reason why God told us in Leviticus 11 what to eat and what not to eat. And if I had my Bible, I would read it for you because I think you guys need that. If I had my Bible here, I'm excited because I don't want to have to get up and find it. But I should get my husband to bring it to me. He told us what we could and could not eat in Leviticus 11. Look it up. But what we were taught, a big old fat lie by your pastors in the church, that the laws were done away with. Think about this, family. We have laws at work. We have laws in school. We have laws of land. We have laws everywhere you look around. Now you're going to tell me ain't no laws in church. That makes no sense to me. That just don't make sense. How you going to tell me ain't no laws in churches? How you going to tell me that? You mean to tell me that I can do whatever I want and all I have to do is say, oh, forgive me. I'm sorry. Remember David who was messing with Bathsheba? What happened to the baby after he messed with Bathsheba? And after he repented, what happened to the baby? The baby died, right? Yes, the baby died. Hey, it did. Why didn't he just repent and the baby should have lived? If that's all we have to do is just repent. Come on, family, let's think about some stuff. We're going to talk about disobedience. We're going to talk about some stuff next week, who we are. We're going to get into something. I think it's Thursday's show, if I'm not mistaken, because it's time for us to get some truth. It's time for us to understand who we are and whose we are and understand why we're dying right now. These are plagues. If nobody is understanding this, these are plagues. It was 10. The first three, it affected the Israelites, but the rest of them did not. So you got two more. Israelites, you better get it together. You got two more. Two-thirds will die. Okay? Two-thirds are going to die. And all in the midst of all of this, get it together. Stop eating that pork. Stop eating those roaches. Stop eating the bottom feeders, which is shrimp, crab, lobster, and scallops. Quit eating the bottom feeders. Those creatures were made to clear the air so that the fish could breathe. Okay, I'm just saying. You are eating the nastiest part of the pig, his dookie hole. I'm just saying. You're eating the lining of his butthole. Who wants to eat the lining of a pig's butthole? Do you want to eat your own? You don't even want to eat your own lining. But you'll eat a pig's lining. That makes no sense. And that's called chitlins. And that's what you're eating. If I'm sure you already knew, but I just want to make it as nasty sounding as I could. Somebody's butthole, an animal's butthole at that. The nastiest animal around that was created, his butthole. And people say, well, God made it so we can eat it. That's not what he told you. He told you in Leviticus 11 what you could and couldn't eat. And your pastors, because of the lack of understanding, but he said, my people perish for the lack of understanding, right? He said, I came to fulfill the law, but it's not done away with, okay? It's not done away with. Y'all better ask y'all better get to y'all God and ask him what is true and what's not, because y'all are dying because of the lack of understanding and the lack of knowledge, and these pastors didn't have no revelation. And another thing, why are your pastors being paid by the government? Is the church and state separate? Why are your pastors being paid by the government? They've been used by the government all this time. They have been used by the government all of this time to keep you dumb, to keep you docile, to keep you I'll get it by and by. I don't have it now, but I'll get my riches by and by when my folks got their riches right here and right now. They got their riches right here and right now. Right here and right now, don't they? But going to tell you, you're going to get yours later. No, I'm going to get mine right here and right now, just like you're getting yours. But we have to understand this, family. It is time for us to understand. It is time for us to understand. It is time for us to understand that we're supposed to have he said everything that you need that pertain to life, you already had it. But you got to eat right. Deuteronomy 28, read it. The first through the 15th verse was what we should have had. But from 15 to 68 is what we are now. Because we aren't obeying his commandments. We aren't obeying the laws. We aren't obeying. And what did Baal say? When he asked, when Balaam, when the king asked Balaam that he to come and curse Israel, He said, I can't. He said, why? He said, I cannot curse Israel. He said, what Yah has blessed cannot be cursed. Ain't that what he said? He said, but guess what? I'll tell you how. He said, I'll tell you how to do it. And what did he say? He said, introduce them to sin. Introduce them to homosexuality. Introduce them to same-sex marriage. Introduce them to pedophilia. Introduce them to bestiality. Introduce them to drugs. Introduce them to alcohol. Introduce them to adultery. Introduce them to fornication. Introduce them to sex. Introduce them to porn. Introduce them to sin, and they'll bring the curses on themselves. And they keep introducing you to different things, and we keep falling for the okey-doke every time. We know what to do and what not to do. Yah is not holding them responsible. He's not holding them accountable. You know that they can do anything and everything and get away with it. But we cannot. But we can't. We can't, which is sad. It's so sad. We try, and we keep trying to get away with different things. And everything that Esau, white folks, your open enemy, tell you to do or put in your face to do, you do it and bring more curses on yourself. Black folk, y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. You guys are trendsetters. We are trendsetters. We are leaders here. We are leaders. People, our open enemy is trying to kill you, and you acting so nonchalant about it, like, okay. Well, I don't know. I'm just going to sit here in the house. And, you better get it together. I hope y'all planting gardens. I hope y'all thinking of, I want to get a store together. There's some things I want, but I can't do it by myself. I want to get a store, an online store. We're going to need this stuff. Get you a business and get it together now. Or get some training. You need trucking training? Go get some training. You need IT training? Go get some training now. Google gives free IT training. Go get it. That's something you could be doing while y'all not working. So then when it's time to come back, you can come back strong. And we don't have to rely on them for anything. If we do that and come back strong, they can look at us like, oh, my God, what did happen? We shouldn't have gave them niggas. We shouldn't have gave them no break. Because look at them. We shouldn't have let them off. Because look at them. They rolling now. They don't even need us. We better get busy, you guys. We are at a 911. We have people that are literally trying to kill us, and we're still trying to be friends. With our open enemy. We still calling them friends. But let me finish telling you about this saucy man. So he convinced Bush to give him $1.7 billion. Billion. And he built 14 of those new labs. 14. And he put them all over. Because he told him that America was not ready for bioterrorism. Then we weren't ready. He convinced Bush after he murdered 5 people. And nobody went to jail. Nobody went to jail for that anthrax. Nobody went to jail. But if it had been me or you, I'd have still been in it. I'd probably got death penalty because I killed 3 Congress people. I'm just saying. Nobody went to jail. They should have went to jail, but they didn't. But look it up. You believe me? Everything I just told you, look it up. You can look it up for yourself. Somebody is trying to kill us. What are we going to do about it, family? What are your plans? To sit here indefinite? You are getting ready to get a stimulus check, and some have gotten it already. I'm going to talk about how to create your own business. I need you guys to sit up here and think about a service that's needed right now in the black community and pull your money together. Use $500 each. You need 5 people, 6, 7 people. Pull your money together and go into your own business. Get your paperwork, start doing your paperwork. And this way, when we can come back together, you can come out running. Go around when you have time now, ride in your car looking for a building, something that's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. Stay under $1,000, and you get 5 or 6 people, and they pay you $125 a week for rent, $500 a month, your rent is paid. And then you'll have the other, because you'll get like what, 5, you do 5, that's 5. That's, in 2 weeks, your rent will be paid. With the other $1,000, you're going to put it aside and pay your electric. You want a TV in there for the beauticians who you know, want my tattoos, my barbers, my hairstylist, my massage person. You can get somewhere to do a tan. You can have 5 or 6 people in there, okay? Gonna need a nail person, toe person, pedicure person. That's seven people right there. That's $100. That's $125. Almost $900 a week. Okay, let's just say $1,000 a week. Okay, that's $4,000 a month. I'm just saying, you guys, there's so many ways that we can do this, but you have to do it. We're gonna need water. We're gonna get somebody to put some money together and rent out a fish market. Rent out a building for a fish market. Somebody can rent out a building for mechanics. Okay, you get your mechanics, your plumber, the carpenter. Get that together so that you can start in somebody's garage and give them maybe $500 a month for now. I'm just saying, everybody put in like maybe it's still $100 a week. You're gonna have clients and everything else. Pay that person electric. Give that person $500 and pay his electric for the month, and that'll be maybe electric be maybe your rent might be $700 total, and you guys can pay $250 each. I'm just saying, I'm trying to get you guys to where you can get your own business, because we can do this. But you're going to have to step out, and you are going to have to do this together, because I know one person can't do it by themselves. So we need to stop. And then go get you an attorney, get you a contract up that everybody's going to pay, everybody's going to chip in. If something happens at the shop, everybody's going to chip in to fix it. You want a TV, everybody chip in and have that TV up. You want cable. You have phone service, so everybody use their cell phones. You didn't have a phone for the shop, so walk-ins available. I'm just saying, I want us to get it together to where we don't have to depend on people that's trying to kill us, people that have vegetable markets, okay? We're going to need a vegetable market. We need a fish market, okay? We got buildings. You can put a freezer in there and understand how to do fish and find out where to get that fish, but don't get no tilapia. Find out where to order fish from. Black folk love fish. And I'm going to tell you what, it'll be so successful. And I'm going to tell you what, y'all, I bet I see when these Chinese businesses come back up, America, black folk in America, y'all better listen up and you better share this video, like and share. I bet I see one person in a Chinese restaurant. I bet I see one person in a Chinese hair shop. I bet I see one person getting their nails or their toes done by a Chinese person. We have black folk that can do this. Boyce Watkins, Dr. Boyce Watkins, he has the Black Channel, okay, the Black Business Channel, .net, if I'm not mistaken, and you can go there and you can sign up your business and allow people to know that you're there, or place it on Facebook. You can go to Hard Truth at my Facebook page, and you can post your business there, Hard Truth, at it's HARDTRUTHZ12@gmail.com. You can go there to my webpage. Okay, and post your business there, and we can let them know where you are, and if they need some help, they can look on the page, and they can call you up. That person don't know how to, you have to be 100%, you have to do well, you know. I know everybody's not going to be perfect right now because we're just starting out, but bear with each other and no complaining, and treat them like you would treat them white folk. Get them the same respect you get them white folk. When white folk do whatever they want to you and you don't say nothing, and your brother, you be hard on them than you would on the white folks. No, you're gonna do right, okay? The more money we put in, the better we get over time. And just know that it's gonna get 100, but it's gonna take some time. It's not gonna get there today. I just want you guys to understand that and stop acting crazy with your brother and sister. We act worse with each other than we do with them, and those are the ones that's trying to kill you, crazy. So stop it. Let's start. We get the healing that we need so that we can move forward, you guys. We need healing so bad. We really do. We need healing so bad, you guys. Let's go and get the healing that we need. And let's start loving on each other, because we all we got. You may not like me, and I may have an issue with you, but guess what? We all we have. Nobody else is going to back us. Nobody else is going to feed us. Nobody else is going to help. I hope you're not depending on your open enemy to get you out of the rut that we're in. I hope you're not dependent on them. I'm sorry. I got a chip on my throat. I hope you're not dependent on your open enemy. I got some water over here. I'm trying to hold my book up. I want y'all to forget my book. But I hope you're not waiting on your open enemy to do anything for you. I have my alkaline water. I want y'all to see my little alkaline water. My little alkaline water. Yep. Hold on. It's wonderful. Oh, my goodness, that felt so much better. My throat was dry. So I hope that you're not waiting on your open enemy to take care of you, to get you out of this mess that we're in now. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So what are you going to do? You know people are trying to kill you. You know people that pretend to be your friends that's trying to kill you. We even have black folk that look like us, but we need to put them on cold and let them know that, let me tell you something, if we try to do this and you cause harm or you infiltrate and we find out it's you, we're going to take care of you. And I mean that. I mean that. It's too many times the black folk tried to get ahead and another little Negro came and allowed the elite to use them to bring us down. That sucks. And those people live to be old ages. We will take care of you. And we will continue on. But if you come here and we need to tell white folks, you come over here messing with us, we're going to rise up and we're going to handle things. This country, we will tear this country down. We will tear it up. Seriously, it is time for us to rise up. It is time for us to rise. Oh, my goodness. Hold on now. I'm sorry. My daughter always called me knowing I have a show. It is time for us to rise up, you guys. It is time for us. She's going to call me back again. I hope she's going to call me back. Going to knock me off again. It is time. Oh, God. I hope I'm still recording. Oh, my goodness. I hope I'm still recording. It is time for us to rise up. It really is. So I hope you know, and I hope you guys got your minds together, that it's time for us to do this. It is time for us to get it together. I want us to change our mindset against each other. Change our mindset. We have to. It's time for us to change our mindset because we can't do this without each other. We can't. We've been trying, and they didn't put us against each other. They didn't did the Willie Lynch syndrome. They didn't did the Stockholm syndrome. And now they're trying to bring out these vaccines, and they're coming with the vaccine. I hope you guys know our open enemy who came up with this coronavirus, now they're trying to give you poison and make you take their poison. They created harm, something that's going to harm you that they are expecting you to take. I'm not doing it. I don't care. I'm not doing it. You're not going to kill me. I am not going to allow you to kill me. So guess what? I'm not allowing you to do it. So I need you to understand that I will fight for my freedom. I will fight for my freedom. I am not going to let you kill me. If you don't want me, don't want to feed me, don't feed me. I got a garden. I got a garden. You don't want me to eat? Okay. I got my own. I don't need meat. But we're going to have to start looking out for each other. We're going to have to start planning our own food. We're going to, the men that can hunt, start hunting. And remember how they used to sell meat? Remember back in the day they started selling meat, and you would order that meat, and the meat would come in, and you would meet it, or they would send it to your house? We're going to have to get back to that. I don't know if somebody can put some information. Go to my Facebook page or my email address. Email is Hartruth, HARDTRUTHZ, Z, at 12@gmail.com. Let me try that again. HARDTRUTHZ, 12@gmail.com. I want you guys to put in my comments, where did they get that meat from? Somebody here know that their dad or somebody used to sell that meat. Where did they get it from? I need you to understand. I need you to help me to find out where you got that meat from, because we need to hook in and click in to somebody selling meat. That somebody, if you got some, put some gardens together and we can trade, or I can buy your meat, you can buy my meat, and I can buy your fruit, or I can buy your tomatoes and you can buy my cucumbers or something. We are going to have to get it together to where we are supporting each other, okay? I don't want y'all to get it twisted here. I need us to understand that we are at a 911 And I hope you're not just sitting home waiting on that check so you can go out and buy your 59-inch TV. I'm just saying, you guys, let that money that the devil is blessing you with, let God show you what to do with it. Don't go out here and run and spend it up, and then you ain't got your own business, you ain't paid nothing, you broke now because you didn't want to pay $5 for hair. My cousin sells hair. I'm going to try to get in contact with her and see where she gets hair from, because I'm going to either sell it or somebody else, or I'm going to give somebody the information, because there's too many black folks that want a hair that is still not sure of themselves, that still can't wear their hair natural. Okay, like me, I wear my hair natural. This is a ponytail right now. I mean, I wear my hair straight back now, and it's a ponytail, not a long ponytail, but it's a ponytail. It's growing, but guess what? It's mine, it's real, and I don't have no relaxer. So that's, honey, them waves, you see them waves in my hair? Yes, ma'am. But I'm just saying, I took my earrings off because I didn't know I was going to go live. But, look, I'm real. I don't have no time. I'm not trying to impress nobody. I am trying to wake us up. I'm trying to wake us up. I don't come on here Thursdays and Sundays for my health. I could be spending time with my husband. But I'm trying to wake black folk up. It is time for us to start loving on each other, and time for us to get our crap together, because guess what? We don't have long. And I'm telling you, when they come, they're going to come back with vengeance. But guess what? We're going to have our own security, because we're going to protect our stuff. We're going to protect each other. And if they come after one, they're going to come after all. For one, we stand. Together we stand. Together we fall. Now, y'all have to be ready to do, I'm telling you, y'all got to be so serious that if they do try to harm one of us, that we all going to rise up and we're going to fight back nationwide. Just like the Africans, they're going to rise up. Oh, yeah, they're coming. They're going to rise up in China. They're going to rise up. They're going to rise up. Because some of them Nigerians ain't playing. Them Nigerians are like, oh, no, you ain't going to do my kinfolk like that. And you know Nigeria will rise up in a minute. Okay, just like Haiti did. Nigeria has risen up before. Okay? Y'all better recognize they ain't messing with no punks now. Nigeria don't mind. And I keep trying to help y'all to understand. You have to understand, they are trying to make this corona blackface. We're not going to let them make it look, we're not, no. It started with you. Them crackers did that. Them white folks, them Esau, them devils did that. And we are not going to allow them to make it look like us. Now, when China had it, Africa didn't shut them doors. They didn't shut them out. They were still being nice to them and everything, wasn't it? But now you're going to put them out, knowing that you started this in Wuhan. And now you putting Africans out in China. I was so disturbed by that, because I'm like, I can't believe that they're doing that. Africa didn't do you like that when you was trying to bring that mess into Africa, and you bought it gladly because you thought you was going to get them infected, and you didn't. You couldn't understand. They was mad because they was mad at first because black folk wasn't getting this stuff. And I still don't think that black folk getting it like they say. I think they're fudging the numbers, because if you come in there and you die of heart blood pressure, or high blood pressure, you die of heart attack because you did get a little cold, but it's not corona because they're not testing everybody. Black folks from my cousin said, he said they're not even treating people. They're turning them away, sending them home, okay? And these people need ventilators, and they're not giving it to them. They're giving it to the white folk. I'm just telling you what he's saying, okay, because he lives in New York. But my thing is, we got to understand what's really going on. They're really targeting us. And they don't care if we get it or not. Just like in them jails, most black folk in jail, they don't care. They're letting them niggas die up in there. They are letting them black folk die up in there. Okay, and the boy that did come on and was talking about the jail and what's going on in jail, I'm hoping he's in isolation. They probably put him in a hole for 30 days because he had a phone, which is contraband, in jail. And they probably put him in a hole for 30 days. But if you don't see him within the next 2-3 months, he's probably, he's probably dead or something. I'm just saying. I hope he's not. But he was telling. He told on the jail what somebody needed to tell. But you have to understand. Remember, did you see where the police officers walking black neighborhoods coughing? They were infected. They were coughing on black folks. You're not going to tell me that Dr. Fauci didn't have something to do with this. You're not going to tell me that he didn't have nothing to do with this. He tweaked that. And now they're trying to make it our face because they want to do experiments on us the same way those two doctors said in British that they wanted to use Africans as guinea pigs. They weren't supposed to say that, but they did. They weren't supposed to say that, but Yah made them say it to tell you what they were really thinking. And the same thing they're thinking is what these doctors, like Mr. Fauci, I'm not even going to say Mr., this man Fauci, Anthony Fauci, what he's thinking, he's going to use black folks as his guinea pigs. But the devil is alive. I rebuke that. Everybody that had anything to do with this coronavirus, let it turn back to them and hit the third and the fourth generation of their family in the name of Yahuwah. And I'm not putting nothing on them. I'm just telling them, I'm sending it back to them because guess what? I'm not saying, Yah, have mercy on nothing now. Get them. Spank their behinds because they didn't have no business trying to create, trying to murder somebody. When you try to do one thing, it comes back on you. Just like they try to put drugs in the neighborhood. What happened? The opiates happened to them, and it's still happening. So a whole lot of them is dying. A whole slew of them is dying. Don't ever forget that. They've always been dying from their opiates. It's a whole lot of them dying. So now it's opiates plus the corona. They didn't mean for it to get out of hand like this. So, but it's out of hand, and they don't know how to bring it. But you're not going to bring it. You're not going to put it out of hand even more with my body. And with mine, you testing me, trying to test me for something that you started? No. You can start with your family, Mr. Aussie. You can start testing your family and everybody in the White House. You can test them too because you will not be testing me. I'm just saying, you won't be using me as nothing, no guinea pig or nothing else. Okay, so you can cut that out. They already tried. Remember how they did in Tuskegee with that syphilis? No. I don't take nothing free that the government giving, and I hope y'all black folk understand that and remember that. A whole lot of people died with that Tuskegee experiment, honey. And police brutality is telling us we got enough going on to fight. And you sit up here trying to take somebody's vaccine. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Because we already died. Police brutality still on the rise. It's still out there. But I'm praying for them too. I am praying for them also. Let me see. I just keep on going back to this African China thing because it really upset me how we are so soft-hearted and we are so we would never treat our open enemy as bad as what they've done us. And it's almost like their mind frame is always just to have to hatred for us. We always get the short end of the stick. We always get, you know, the dirty of the dirtiest. We always get the nastiest of the nastiest. We always get the bottom of the pit. We always get the bottom of the barrel. We always get everything negative. It comes to us first, okay? And we have to understand that you're trying to call people that don't like you friends. You cannot call people that don't like you friends. They're not your friend. And I don't know how else to say that. These people are not your friends. And if you don't understand that, I don't know how to help you to get it. I don't know what to say. We cannot be like Trump supporters and see him doing wrong and not say nothing and still go along with his mayor. Just like I seen Bernie Sanders, how he got out the race. That was good. But we're left with the creepiest of the creeps. Okay, Biden. Which is so sad because you can still have a lot of black folk talking about voting for him. Which I had one lady who told me, do you remember the 1994 crime bill that he wrote? And you know what she told me? She said, well, I don't go by the past. Yes, sir, you're a foolish woman. Because I'm going to tell you what. I don't understand how you can say you don't go by the past. But my thing is, okay, if there's a man that you were dating and he used to beat the crap out of you, okay, 3 years later, he comes back and he tells you, hey, I'm healed up, I'm good, I didn't go to training, I just understand that I was wrong and da-da-da. Would you go back with him? First thing you're going to do is look at his past behaviors, okay? And you're going to remember real quick what he did to you, and you're going to be like, I passed. I'm over you now. I will not go back to danger. I will not go and put myself back in danger. And that's exactly what you would tell him. I hope that's what you would tell him. But she told me, I don't go by the past. You a foolish woman, and that's what I told her. You are foolish. You're foolish. If you telling me that you would sit up here and you would go back to somebody that tried to kill you, you're an idiot. Ain't nothing that good to allow them to hurt me. I'm sorry. We got to get it together, family. Don't forget my book. I really only wanted to come on here for a minute. I didn't want to fail here past an hour. I know I said I was going to kind of, you know, shorten it or, you know, lengthen, you know, stretch it out a little bit. But I just want you guys to try to think about a business, okay? And you might want to start thinking about a service that you can use that's needed right now in the Black community, and let people know what you're doing so that we can support. Because this is what we need to do right now. We don't need to spend no more money we don't need to spend no more money with white folks. I'm serious. If we can buy from each other, and I know it's going to be some things that we don't have money, we can't get up now, but hopefully we can by us putting our monies together. Okay, it's some things that we can do. Put your monies together so that we can have our own. And the more money that we put together, the more we can get together. There's a guy on Facebook, and he's talking about buying land. I don't know where he's talking about buying land at, but we also have Ron Dalton. He was the author of From Hebrews to Negro, and he does have a movie, The Second Hebrews to Negro, on Vimeo. I'm going to get it this weekend. And the first one was Hebrews to Negro, and the second one, I don't know what it's called, but I can get it, and I'll put it in the comments. But he is planning on going to Ghana, because Ghana is giving away some land, and he said anybody that wants to be a part of that can be. So he left his email, and you guys can look at the movie From Hebrews to the number 2 Negroes, or T.O. Negroes. I don't know, my throat is keep itching. I have a cough, and I think it's because I'm talking so much. I want you guys to look it up, and if anybody is interested in doing the From Negro Hebrews to Negro, hey, join up. What you got to lose? You can still keep your dual citizens. You can still do your citizens here, and you can get one over there, and you can come back and forth. But this is why you need your own business. So if you do decide to go there, your business is self-sufficient, and you could still do it from anywhere in the world. I'm just saying, especially if it's an online store. I had two, and I'm thinking about getting it back up, because I think I want to sell some hair and some other stuff. But I'm just saying, I mean, if nobody's going to do the hair, Black folk love my hair. I can get them by the bundle. I can pay $100 for a bundle of hair and sell it online, and you guys, y'all would buy that hair, and I know it. But my thing is, I would like to get hair products. I would like to get other stuff and sell that also. But I'm going to need you guys to give me a list of some things that you want, and I'll sell it on the store. I'll make a store out of it. Come on, help me out. Give me some things that you guys want or need, some Black products that you need. I'm just saying, it is time for us to get it together. It's time for us to come together and do this ourselves, because we have been trying to do this long enough with them. We have been trying to come together with our open enemy, and y'all never told us to do that. That dream that Martin Luther King had was a nightmare for us. It did nothing great for us, because we're in a worse position now than we was in 1963. At least 1963, we had our own everything. We had our own businesses. We had our own homes. We had our own land. We had our own bus company, hospitals, bank. We had everything. Look at Black Wall Street. They had it in 1920. We had everything. And you gave that up. You gave that up. Might not have had the best books, but we could have went to Congress. We could have had somebody that represented us to go to them and say, hey, the same money, we could have sued them, because 13th Amendment says that we're supposed to have the same thing that they have. And we're not supposed to look like we've been in slavery. That's why it was written for us. But we never used it. All right, we have attorneys that won't use it. We have attorneys that could write, well, our rights are being violated every day. But we have attorneys that are so sorry that they will not use that law and write lawsuits for us. Because I'm going to tell you, if I was an attorney, honey, I would be rich, because I'd be writing up lawsuits every day. Every day I'd write up 10, every day. Because every day our rights are being violated, and we don't have sense enough to say nothing. We just let it go. No, we'll be okay. No, we ain't. We ain't going to be okay. I'm just saying. I'm going to get me some tea in a minute. I've been trying doing it, honey, lemon and honey every day. I've been doing my immune system booster, which is my elderberry. I have gummy bears. I had the syrup, so I've been taking the gummy bears. But you know, I don't know if it's pollen, what's in my throat. but my thing is, we have to really think about how we're gonna come out of this on top. Okay, how we gonna come out of this as winners? Because we've been losing for way too long, and I'm tired of losing. And it is time for us to win. It's time for us to use this time to get up on our feet. It's time for us to use this time to do what we need to do in order to be who Yah has created us to be. Because once we get up on our feet, we don't have to go to their schools. We can use the homeschooling. Because I know Dr. Boyce Watkins has it on YouTube. One of those women that work with him, she has homeschooled her children. She has a program out, okay, that you can use. Actually, a program that you can use, okay. So I want you guys to start thinking about actively doing some suggestions. Let me ask you a question. How many have been buying stock? How many have been buying gold and silver? Because they say right now gold and silver is off the chain cheap. You guys can take at least $500 of that money and go and buy you some gold and silver. I'm serious. Silver's cheaper. You can get copper, you can get silver, gold, but right now, and the place you buy it from, that gold place where they say buy gold here, buy jewelry here, like the pawn shops, like those places that say we buy and sell gold, go there and get all the silver that you want, all the gold that you want for much or nothing. I'm telling you, I would rack up gold and silver because it's at an all-time low. I'm just saying, you guys, it's time for us to invest in us. It's time for us to invest in us. Love yourself enough to want to get out of this mess we're in. Love yourself enough, because I love me, and I hope you love yourself enough to do better, to make yourself usable. I mean, make yourself to where you can have your own. Stop always thinking about a job. Most of you guys lost your jobs anyway. Right? Some one young lady said she lost her job. I said, well, start your own. This was the one, she had cookies. She did cookies, okay? And she was a cookie lady. And she makes her own smoothie. What kind of cookies is these? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Keisha was going to kill me. She was on that show. Oh, God. What is it? I can't even remember the cookies. I'm sorry. But she sells cookies, and they're very good. And I'm like, why aren't you producing that? Why aren't you doing more of that? You made these cookies. Don't give up on your dreams. Continue on. You ain't supposed to be working nobody's job. You have a gift. And he said, your gift will make room for you. And I believe that her gift is making room for her. So why are you working for somebody else? Why even? She said she, lost her job. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, but this is your time now to get your own. So why are you going back looking for another job? Because that's what she said. Check out, I had to go find me another one. I'm like, what? Are you serious? You're going to look for a job? You have a talent. Use your talent. And how many out here can cook? Start your catering. How many can bake? Start your bakery. How many can sew? Okay, I need some African wear. I need some African dresses. And if you guys can sew, hit me up. I'm serious. I need some African attire. Okay? I'm just saying. We have sewers here. You can sew. You can make stuff. Get on the ball. What are you waiting for? I'm telling you, you guys have a talent. You're getting ready to get money in your hand. Getting ready to get money in your hand, you guys. I don't know how much sewing machines are, but you're right. If you've been sewing, you got a machine already. Go get you some patterns. Go get you some cloth and get the sewing. I'm just saying, patterns don't cost that much. I don't know how much they cost, but you take $500 and start. That's a start. And put your stuff online, and I guarantee you somebody will buy it. I guarantee you. You can put it at Etsy. You can put it on Facebook Marketplace. You can put it at Shopify. You can build your own website for people that's your gift. You can go and Wix. Okay, you can build your own website or Shopify. You can get on Shopify. You Shopify and pay $50 to start. That's $10 to get your name from GoDaddy. And $30, and it's, I think it's like $30, so it's like $40 to start, okay? Depending on how much you're, just say $50 total price to start. and you can have your shop in Shopify and to start your own business. And all you need is one thing to sell. Some people sell a mask. Some people sell water. Some people sell fish. You have to understand it. You have to know what services needed right now and operate in that and do it. Stop waiting for other people to do what you can do for yourself. You don't need anybody to do what you can do for yourself. We can do this, family. I've been giving you ideas. I hope you got a list of people. Make a contract up. Go to an attorney. Okay? Get your, or you can make, you can buy a contract from Office Depot. Okay? Staples. Get your contract from there and use that contract until you guys can do better. And what you fill it, you know, if you got a little extra at the bottom, a little extra paper at the bottom, use those lines at the bottom to fill in what's not in the up part of the contract. I'm just saying, you can all, I was going to say go to legal aid, but you can't do that right now. But I'm just saying, you guys, and let me just tell you guys, because they're making us the face of this COVID, I hope you guys have your weapons. I hope you guys have a 9, your Glock, something, because you're a mace, taser. I hope every day that you go out, you have something on you for your safety, because these white folks, they, you know how they get. Once they start saying it's okay or hitting around that it's okay to hurt us, they're going to try. But guess what? I'm just saying, you don't let nobody hurt you or your family. Protect you and yours. Protect you and your family. You protect you and yours. And I do not advocate violence. I do not. But I do advocate for you to protect you and your family. I do, at any means possible. I'm serious. At any means possible, protect your family, protect yourself, okay? You are fearful of your life, you do what you need to do. I'm just saying, too many times we're allowing them to hurt us, and we're not fighting back, and they keep coming, because, oh, the black folks don't fight back. We bullies keep on bullying until you shut them down. Police officers are going to keep bullying us until we shut them down. I'm just saying, we've had enough of them bullying us. We've had enough. Enough is enough, and I'm not going to do it no more. I am not going to continue to allow them to bully us. And I think once we don't need them, we don't have to ever, just like when we had those schools back in the day, when Martin Luther King said, hey, I want you guys to come together with them, we should say, no, go and get us money so that we can put toward our schools, so that we can keep our schools, so they can keep their schools, our children don't have to be involved, and we can teach, we have black teachers that were on the ball teaching our children. Our children were smart. And then we put them over there, and they stopped teaching them. And they thought our children thought they were so dumb because they was not passing them. Just like when I seen that where he was the first, those 9 kids that went to that school. In South Carolina, they were like, he was like the first, one of the first, okay? I don't want my kid to be first in nothing. I don't believe in commingling and all that stuff. I don't. We've commingled enough, and we've come out at the bottom. We've commingled. We've apologized. We've done everything, and we're still at the bottom. Enough is enough. We're not going to do it no more. We're not being at the bottom no more. I'm just saying. Enough is enough. But I didn't want to be on here long. I just wanted to come on here and real quick, I wanted to just bring some attention to the woes that I'm looking at, the things that I'm looking at in the black community. And I'm telling you, I have a cough. And I'm, excuse me, you guys. I had my little cute glass in here the other day. But I just grabbed this because I was trying to rush and get on. I usually have a little cute glass and stuff, but please forgive me, you guys. I know y'all start running your mouths, whatever. Look, you know I don't care. I ain't got nothing to prove to y'all. I'm just trying to help y'all to wake up. Let's worry about y'all waking up besides y'all trying to judge me for bringing out a bottle, okay? I'm just saying, wake up, get a coffee, and then anything you want to judge me about, you can. But as long as you're waking up, you can say what you need to say. But as long as you waking up and seeing, smelling the coffee or the popcorn or something, I need us to work together, and I need us to do better. I really do. So don't forget my book tonight. I just keep my little book here. This is my baby. This is my second baby. My other baby I carry with me every day. I'm just saying, that's my first baby, and this is my second baby. And also I'm getting my They're almost done. They'll be $12, and this book is $15. But if you buy them together, it's $20, my journal and this book. So it'll be a mother's journal. And if you have questions, it's almost like a healing journal, okay? Because I believe that we can only get past some stuff once we get healed up. And we are not healed. We've not been healed. We ain't even come close to getting healed. We are still doing stuff that we ain't got no business doing, thinking, allowing the enemy to use us. Willie Lynch is alive and well in the Black community, and we have had enough. We've had enough. No more Stockholm Syndrome. Now it is time for us to do what we put on this earth to do. And now this, you know how you have growing pains before things begin to change in your life. This is growing pains for us right now. This COVID-19 is growing pains for us. We're next. We got next, you guys. I'm telling you, we have next. This is why I told you, start thinking now of what we need, what's needed in the Black community as a service, that we cannot, don't have to go back to the old ways. This is time to move forward. There's a book I want you guys to read, and it's called Who Moves My Cheese? Read that book, you guys, right now. And there's another one, Dream Giver. Who Moved My Cheese is a small, like a 32-page book. It's not long, maybe 50 pages. It's not long. It's not thick at all. I promise you, oh, my God, it is the best book ever. Oh, my God, if you guys, I'm telling you, it's good reading, and just pass it along. It's called Who Moved My Cheese. And another one is Dream Giver. And both of them are amazing books. You'll learn a lot. They're easy read. They're small books, but they mean, I'm telling you, this is where we are. Who moved my cheese? This is where we are right now. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there waiting for them? Are you going to move forward? Are you going to do something different? Are you going to keep going back to the same spot, or doing the same stuff over and over that you've been doing and get the same results? Just like us voting. We've been voting, getting the same spot, same results. They use us now. You know, a lot of us, they say, are dying of COVID. Okay, write the check. Sheila Jackson, write the check. Karen Bass, write the check. John Lewis, write the check. Al Sharpton, write the check. Jesse Jackson, write the check. So you said we're dying, just like you did for the Asians. That $8 trillion you gave them just now with that stimulus, they got $8 trillion. Give us our first payment of $20 trillion, and we'll be back for the rest. That's nothing. That's not even paying for the land. That's not even paying for the land you sold. That's not even paying for the deaths that was caused. That's not even paying for, you know, the trauma. That's not paying for the pain and suffering. That's not paying for the traumatized and how you traumatized our children, traumatized us and traumatized our parents. And we still living under that even today. That's just a little drop in the bucket. That's not even paying for the real the damages that was done, okay? Come on now, I'm just saying, you guys, it is time for us to do something different. I'm just saying. Let me see what else, make sure I didn't forget anything. I think that's it. I want to talk about one thing, and I've seen that Puffy show. And I'm going to tell you what, when I saw Puffy, and I saw Al Sharpton on there, and Angela Rye, I knew it was going to be number cooling around. I knew it was going to waste my time. I didn't watch it, because I knew when I seen Al Sharpton, I said, I know he's going to start cooling around because he's trying to get them Democrat votes. That's what Puffy's trying to do. And now they're going to bring Kanye West? They're going to bring him. Trump will go get him and tell him to come on. I need you to do a commercial. I need you to do something to get the Republican Black folks that want to vote for Republicans. They only say something, only notice Black folks when it's time to vote. Now, since you're noticing us, cut the check. That's all I'm saying. Reparations, cut the check. That's all I'm saying right now. Cut the check because you owe us. Cut the check. Cut the check. That's all I'm asking, because we've had enough of all of this craziness to go on. We've had enough. I need you to cut the check. I'm going to keep saying it. Sheila Jackson, cut the check. John Lewis, cut the check. James Clyde Payborn, cut the check. If you can go and get those votes for Bloomberg, cut the check, brother. Make some laws. Create some legislation. Okay? I seen Sheila Jackson was singing Amazing Grace or something. I'm like, how about singing Reparations? How about singing Cut the Check? How about singing Reconstruction 2020? How about singing We Next? We Got Next? How about singing that? Okay? I'm telling you, these people are so out for everybody else but black folk. They won't even think about black folk. I mean, when the Chinese, if the Chinese, like, they were bad and their business was going under, they gave them $8 trillion in that stimulus package. That's why they gave it to everybody, because they knew that if they gave it to China but didn't give it to us, they was going to have a problem. So they gave us, they think that's not, I don't want to, look, I'm going to take that and more. I'm coming back for more. That little $1,200, whatever it is, you gave it to us, I want more than that. We will be back, okay? We want the same, more than what you gave. You gave the Chinese $8 trillion for immigrants. They don't even have a license. Some of them ain't supposed to be in this country, but you gave them $8 trillion, and we were born here, but we were taken away from our homes. We lost family members. We was family members due to death, due to alligator bait. Our men was raped. Our children was raped. Our women was raped by their dads. Women was raped by their sons. Women was raped by massa. Women was raped by dogs. And, you know, ain't no telling what they didn't do to them women. And they was used experiments and stuff. It is our time. It is our time, family. And we are going to use this time to get our heads on straight and do what we were put on this earth to do. Okay? I want you to back up and stop being so dependent on these white folks. And I want them to look and notice a change and notice that we're not running to them for everything. We don't have to run to you for everything, because we can do it for ourselves. And we have to know that. We used to do it. We used to be there. We used to be their bosses. They would come to the black folks in Black Wall Street. They came and ordered stuff from them. They came and ordered supplies from them. They came and ordered from the black folks, okay? And then they got jealous because we was doing so well. We had houses. They had trailers. You know, they was living in trailer parks. We had two-story houses. We had our own banks. We had our own businesses. We had cleaners. We had stores. We had homes. We had land. We had everything in the Black Wall Street. Look it up. And those white people came in because they was jealous, and they destroyed our land. They destroyed our neighborhoods. They destroyed our – that's when we had communities. They destroyed every black community that they had. They destroyed it. And I can come up with some let's look at some of these riots that went on. Let's look at some of these riots that they – how they riot us. Wait a minute, I don't think this is it. Oh, dang, I don't think I have it in here. But, I mean, you look at some of them riots that they had. The St. Louis riot, Grand Rosewood. I mean, some of those riots were terrible, and a lot of people died. And even with the Black Wall Street, a lot of them had paid into insurance. But guess what? A lot of the insurance companies would not even pay for the land, because they were saying that they caused it, and I don't know how, but I'm going to tell you, we need a gun store, we need bullets, we need all of that. We need a place to buy guns, we need a place to go to the range, we need this stuff, we need our own communities, we need our own, because every community they had, they tore it down, and they started a riot in New York, Greenwood, Greenville, Rosewood, Red Zone. All of this stuff, this is crazy. I'm telling you, they just tore it apart. Every community we had, they would come in and burn it down. Like, you couldn't just leave us alone. You didn't want to be bothered with us, but you was mad because we was doing so much better than you, and that's why you won't give us nothing, because you know we can do it, and you know that we'll rise up above you because we've done it before. We've shown you, because you thought we weren't going to do it. But in 1920, we did it with Black Wall Street, and you looked and you said, man, niggas been out of slavery since when? What, 1865, and now it's 1920, and they doing better than us? Oh, no, we can't let them get above us. So that's why they won't give us no business loan. That's why, right there, they don't give us, they'll get the Chinese, Mexicans, they get everybody to come here but us a business loan. They won't give us a business loan. How about that? But they get everybody else a business loan but us. But that's okay, because we got next, baby. We got next. Let me hear you say that. We got next. 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 Come on, we got next. Come on, we got next. We got next. That's right. We got next. We got next. I want you guys to think of something that you guys want to do. I want you to think of a business. I want you to think of one item that you could sell, whether it's masks, Lysol, water, toilet paper, paper towel. We got next. Think of your business just start ordering it offline or find a company. You can go to a company. Go to the manufacturer of that product that you want. Go to the manufacturer of that product and see if they will sell you a bulk of it for maybe $200 or $300. And you can start doing a bulk of it for maybe a small fee of like $300. Take $300 out of your $1,200 and start your business. Take $350 because you're gonna need $350 if you want to sell it on Shopify or if you want to sell it at Etsy. I bought the earrings that I had on yesterday. I can't believe I didn't wear. Like I said, I hadn't planned on coming online, but I don't care. I'm just trying to wake us up. It's not about me and person, nobody. I am trying to wake us up, you guys. I am trying to wake us up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, Africa. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Black folk, wake up. Just say wake up. Come on, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, my men. Wake up, my kings. Wake up, my queens. Wake up. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to do what we were put on this earth to do. We cannot do this by ourselves, and we can only do this if we do it together. Don't forget what I told you about that, Mr. Aussie. Fossey. I don't know why I keep calling him Aussie, but the little man that stands next to Trump, that's over the disease control, Mr. Anthony Fossey. Don't forget what I told you about him. He had something to do with that anthrax, and he got $1.7 billion. I need you to look that up if you don't believe me. Look it up, and you can get your own story. You can get your own results, and you can, you know, go through the story yourself. But I just told you what it was about, but the title, again, was Somebody is Trying to Kill You. What are you going to do about it? Somebody's trying to kill us, especially with that vaccine. You won't be sticking me. Stick your family. Stick your children. If we stick together, if we stick together, we can do this. But it's some of y'all that's going to take it because y'all hungry. Y'all better start fasting now. Y'all better start getting off some of the sugar. Y'all better start getting off this caffeine. Start fasting more, family. Make sure you start a garden. If you can do, some of y'all need some get some chickens. They're very cheap, and you guys know how to do chickens. Some of your grandmas do. Have grandmas. Let them tell you. Let them show you how to get the chickens, and you can sell the eggs, and you can sell the chickens and get a lot of them. I'm serious. They don't cost that much, and you can use a little part of your yard for chickens. I'm serious. You can sell. Put them in a little heat, and get a little thing where you can put them inside in wintertime. And put a little heat thing in there or something so they don't be cold, okay? But somebody can do chickens and somebody can sell us eggs and you can sell us a chicken for maybe you can charge maybe $20, $30, $40 for them chickens don't cost that much, but I'm just saying. I'm just giving you ideas of how we can be self-sufficient because after this corona, life is going to change for us. Don't think it's going to go back the way it was because it's not. Do not think this corona thing is going to go back the way it was because it's not. It is time for us to wake up. It's time for us to smell the coffee. And I want you guys to listen to the song. I want you guys to listen to the song. I want you guys don't forget to join me Thursday at 7 p.m. And I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. And like I said, somebody is trying to kill you. What are we going to do about it, you guys? Let's just not sit there and watch them with a knife in their hand and say, oh, they're not going to kill me. Hey, both of my friends. Me and Debbie are best friends. Me and sister are best friends. But your best friend got a knife in her hand. I mean, what you going to do about it? Your best friend has a knife in her hand. What are you going to do about it? I need you to help me to understand that. Are you going to stand there? You going to look? You going to defend yourself? What are you going to do about it? What are you trying to do about it? What's in your heart? What's in your mind? You got to change your mindset right now. I need you to change your mindset because somebody is trying to kill you. What are you going to do about it? Somebody is trying to kill you. What are you going to do about it? You can't just sit up there and see somebody, you know. Sometimes I leave for work. I work, you know, nights, okay? And I'm looking around because sometimes I'm not going to go out empty-handed. And don't walk up to me and I'm afraid for my life because guess what? If somebody is trying to kill you, what are we going to do about it? Besides sit up there and look crazy and keep making excuses and keep thinking that our open enemy is our friend because we don't have any friends. We only have each other. And you have to get back to that because Willie Lynch taught you that he was your friend. White folk taught you that they are your friend. White folk taught you that they had you. White folk taught you how to depend on them and how not to depend on your own. So that's why we don't depend on our own, because we have no code of behavior, because that was stripped away from us during slavery. So what are we going to do about it? Knowing that, what are we willing to do, and what are we going to do about it in order to move forward, in order to grow, in order to learn, in order to get healed up? What are we willing to do? What are we willing to do to get to the next level? What are we willing to do in order to prepare ourselves to get back to leading family? We were leaders. We were trendsetters. We still are. Don't let them convince you because they won't hire you in your supervisor's job. When we can do a better job, honey, I can run rings around my supervisor. And I'll be telling her sometimes, that don't make sense. Why are you doing it like that? Tried it. She gets so mad at me sometimes. I don't care. My thing is, it has to make sense. If it don't make sense, then if it don't make sense, supervisors need to be able to take advice from other people. So that was a supervisor before. So my thing is, I've always been a leader. I've never been a follower. If I see somebody going left, I'm going right. Because I've never been a leader. I'm a follower. Never. And I'm not going to start now. But I'm just saying, people know leadership ability. They see leadership ability. People can see that. Don't think they don't know it. Don't think your boss don't see and don't know that you're a leader. But I just want you guys to really think about some things that I've said. I want you guys to put money aside. I want you guys to make a difference. I want us to get to the place where we are getting ready to step out in our leadership positions, because we are leaders. Family, I want you to say that. We are leaders. We are leaders and not followers. We are the head and not the tail. Lenders and not borrowers. Above and not beneath. Say it. That's who we are. That's who we have to start being. I remember we were saying it before that that wasn't who we are. But our turn is next. And we are the head, not the tail. Lenders, not borrowers. Above and not beneath. I want you to say that. I want you to write it. And I want you to keep repeating it over and over and over. Because you guys have to know that you are the head and not the tail. You are the head and not the tail. With that said, family, I want you to have an amazing week on purpose. Love you and peace. I just want you guys, I know I said I was trying to get offline, and that's why I said it. I just want you guys to understand that I just want you guys to really hear what I was saying about the title, if somebody is trying to kill you, what are we going to do about it? We have got to really be ready to become leaders and to get back to leading. 6561, I think you have a quick comment. I will put you on. If you don't want to talk, I do apologize, but I can't tell who wants to talk and who does not. So I will put you on, and if you don't want to talk, you can just hold the phone, and I'll put you back in an earphone so you can listen. But if you have a question, 6561. How are you, 6561? Question or comment?
6561.
Yes, how are you?
Hi.
How you doing? You got a question?
No, I just tuned in. I was like, man, it's
okay.
7 o'clock. Let me listen to what cuz talking about.
That's okay. Hang on. You can hang on and listen then.
Okay.
Hang on and listen. Okay. But I just want you guys to remember that you have to understand and you have to know who your open enemy is. You cannot sit up there and keep smiling and grinning at your open enemy, knowing that this person is trying to kill you. That bossy man, he is trying to kill us. Trump is trying to kill us. Biden already tried to kill half of the black community, and you guys are still trying to vote for him again. When somebody has a knife in their hand and they're walking up to you, that means they are trying to kill you. When they have a gun in their hand and they're walking towards you, what you going to do? You going to stand there and grin at them? Oh, I know they're not trying to shoot me. They're my best friends. They're not trying to stab me. They're my best friends. No, dummy, those are not your friends. When you see them with a knife in their hand or a gun in their hand, you better take cover and you better get yours out and you better be ready, okay? Because like I said, you're open to heavy. Is trying to kill you, and what are you going to do about it? Think about what we talked about. Think about what business can you get into right about now. Think about what service is needed in the black community that you can create and you can do, and you can start with your own business. We need stuff in the black community. We need barbers. We're going to need painters. We're going to need bricklayers. We're going to need gardens. We're going to need some meat, vegetables. We're going to need me and Nick can hunt, so you can have a meat market. We need this stuff. We don't want to keep patronizing Walmart, but keep patronizing our open enemy. You're going to have the stimulus check, and I want you to think about what it is you're going to do with it. Don't go out and buy it and blow it. Go and buy you some gold. Go and buy some silver. Go and buy something that is going to hold value. Go and invest that money, at least 500 of it. Take 100 of that money and invest it. Don't go and buy that 59-inch TV. I want you guys to do something with that money that's going to be positive. You don't always get something for free from the government, because guess what? It ain't free. If you know it ain't free, I know it ain't free. But guess what? I'm going to use mine, and I'm going to invest that mug, honey. I'm going to invest the mess out of that. I'm ready. I already know what I'm going to do with mine. I'm going to buy me some gold and silver. I'm telling you. Thank you, government. Thank you, Trump. Okay? He did something, but guess what? I'm still not voting for him. I'm still not voting for Biden, because I'm not voting for either one of them devils. I'm just telling you. They don't mean black folks no harm, so why am I going to vote for you if you don't mean us no harm? I did not want to be on here that long. I'm only on for till 8:30 on Sundays, and just remember I will be back on Thursday at 7 p.m. I will be back on Thursdays at 7 p.m. So like I said, somebody is trying to kill you. What are you going to do about it, family? Think about that. Think about that. Think about that. But until next time, you have an amazing day on purpose. Peace.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.